One morning last week, I was up well before dawn to get myself off to the gym. And as I was walking down the driveway to pick up the newspaper, I just happened to look up at the sky. It was a very clear morning, and the stars were so bright in the sky, so visible. It's one of the things I enjoy about being out here in the country. When you looked up at the sky in West Baltimore, you didn't see stars. But the stars and the entire solar system help us to understand what we celebrate today. They're a metaphor for this All Saints Day. The sun is the center of our universe, of our solar system. The sun gives life and light and warmth to everyone touched by its rays. So Jesus Christ is the center of our lives. We receive life and light and warmth from him whom we believe in. Jesus himself says, "I am the light of the world." And he invites us to come to him, to make him the center of our lives. The moon plays a very important role in our solar system, but the moon has no light of its own. It only reflects the light of the sun. So our Blessed Mother Mary has been given such an important role to play in God's plan of salvation, in God's universe. Yet she doesn't have her own light. She only reflects the light of her son. Indeed, the moon is a symbol of our Blessed Mother. The stars in the sky shine brightly. They shine their light to the earth. Some of them shine on their own. Others are kind of grouped into constellations. So the saints are the stars in God's universe. They shine their light to us here on earth. Some of them shine very brightly in God's heaven. We might say that those are the famous saints, St. Patrick, St. Joseph, all the ones we're used to. Some of them are grouped together, all the Franciscan saints or Dominican saints or the martyrs. They sort of shine together. But all of them in common, all of these stars, have arrived at the goal of their lives, to be with God forever in heaven. And now their lights, that light from heaven, are lights for our journey, for us who are still on that road to God's heaven. And this is what All Saints Day is all about. God has given us this heavenly system that we call the communion of saints, that those who have reached the goal of their lives to be in heaven with God forever are praying for us and providing an example for us. Their lives are now lights for us. They are praying for each of us in our lives. They're praying for the souls of those who are in purgatory. All of us together in this communion are cared for by God's providence. Nothing escapes his care. So today, on this All Saints Day, the church asks us to come and worship at Mass to remember these great lights. These great lights that God in his goodness have provided for us so that we can see the way to heaven. And also to remind us that the goal of our lives is also to be in heaven, to gaze on God forever. And that one day, please God, we might be a saintly light shining in God's heaven.